Imagine a storage facility with aisles and aisles of file cabinets, some overflowing and some empty, but for one scrap of paper. Or imagine a playground, full of children, yes, but other people as well. People you wouldn't expect to see. Maybe two construction workers are playing basketball, or a few CEOs are eating donuts on the lawn. Students and couples and blue-collar employees all in the same space. Or imagine a long hallway full of doors. Occasionally, people emerge, have an exchange of some sort, and return behind those doors. What were they talking about? Now imagine a blank canvas. Paints and brushes sit nearby, but they remain, as of yet, unused. Any one of these spaces may resemble the mind of a writer. Writers collect and store tons of details. They amass images, pieces of conversation, intriguing characters, sounds, expressions, slang, and more. They also costume what they find, envisioning different outcomes. Add some boots, some dust, and a gun. Voila, you're in a Western. Dim the lights, strip away the color, and give everyone a cigar. Presto, you have the black and white suspense-filled world of a film noir. Introduce a spaceship or a time machine, and suddenly the world becomes science fiction. This is how writers spend most of their time. Not exactly a dull profession, is it? So I suppose what the question here is, what does your mind look like? I'm not implying that to take up the craft of writing you have to become an eccentric, but that may happen of its own accord. Writing is both fun and frustrating. It requires flights of whimsy as well as hard work. It's equal parts imagination and preparation. Striking a balance between the two worlds is a constant challenge. As soon as you get an idea, you have to develop that idea. The development process isn't unlike chaperoning several restless children across the country in a small car. How does the whole thing start again? What happens next? What's the problem? Who are these people? Can we go any faster? What happens next? Are we there yet? The whole journey can drive you nuts without a good roadmap, and in screenwriting terms, that map is known as plot. After all, every story needs to have a beginning, middle, and an ending. Before continuing, do a little bit of homework. Go read a screenplay. Finished? That was quick. Now that you've read it through for the general story, try scanning it again to concentrate on one portion of the development. Among the things you can track are how the writer develops characters, how the writer structures crucial events, what images the writer repeats and why, what techniques the writer uses to move from scene to scene, and most importantly, the writer's dramatic intent. The first four items on the list tackle how and when the writer gives the audience relevant information, detailing the people in the script, revealing key secrets, and manipulating images are all part of character and plot development, which I discuss further in part two. For now, let's just concentrate on the final item in the list, dramatic intent. Dramatic intent, also known as the premise, refers to the screenplay's specific purpose or design. It alludes to the main question the screenplay asks, or the thought a writer attempts to communicate through story. What's the writer trying to say? What does the writer want to know? Keep these two questions in mind as you read for dramatic intent. The strongest, most complex scripts are written out of a great need. The need to understand life and human interaction, or the need to test out on the page something that the writer has learned. This need determines the screenplay's subject. So, when you're reading for dramatic intent, keep an eye out for three things. The first thing to look out for is point of view. Who or what does the writer want you to root for, or root against? Does the writer have an opinion on the events that you're watching? And if so, how do you know? If you can answer these questions, you've probably located the writer's point of view. The second thing to look out for is theory. Does the script present a hypothesis that the action then tries to prove? Look at the movie Crash, for example, an edgy look at the racial stereotypes alienating people from one another. Each scene proves that assumptions about race are usually not good ones. The third thing to look out for are your questions. What are the questions that keep you reading? Which ones crop up again and again? Every scene in the movie When Harry Met Sally asks the question, can best friends sustain a romantic relationship? Generally, the character's answers to the question may suggest the story's conclusion. The most compelling screenplays engage the audience with inquiries or opinions. If you answer the main question in the first few frames, people have no reason to continue watching your film. If you ask the question in a variety of ways, people can form their own answers. Present several arguments, and they may even change their opinions once or twice. In other words, you give them the ability to participate in your story, rather than simply observe it.